The topics we learned about today include: the Gemara continues to discuss the hazois, sprinkling of the blood, that are performed as part of the Yom Kippur service, and the different atonements that are provided by the various karbanos of Yom Kippur. The Gemara will also discuss the purification of Mitzayra, and the hazois performed as part of his purification process, and will discuss several other halachas related to Taharas HaMitzayra. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about today include Taharas HaMitzayra. The purification process of a mitzvah is a multi-step process. On the day that the mitzvah is declared free from tzaras, he brings two birds, michutz lamachna, of which one is slaughtered and the second sent away. The mitzvah then shaves off all the hair of his body and immerses in the mikvah. He waits 7 more days, at which point he shaves again and immerses in the mikvah. On the 8th day, the mitzvah brings 3 karbanas, an oila, an ashram, and a chatas. The mitzvah also brings a lug of oil. The blood of the ashram carbon is applied to the right ear, thumb, and toe of the mitzvah, while they are positioned in the azara. The kohen then pours some of the oil into his hand and sprinkles it 7 times towards the kodesh hakodeshim, and afterwards applies some of the oil again on the right ear, thumb, and toe of the mitzvah. The remainder of the oil in the hand of the kohen is poured onto the head of the mitzvah.